Delivers, here's the 1-1 pitch to Bond. Swung on, driven, deep right center field, way back, no doubt, and Barry Bonds has hit number 714.
The Misplaced Bostonians. Hello guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Misplaced Bostonians. I'm sorry again, it's just myself, Marsh, your host. My brother cannot be with us again this week. I'm sorry, he's busy again. Okay, so we've had a lot of action since I've last been here. We've had quite a few games. We've had the Yankees series. Okay, I know you guys all want to forget that, but of course, we won the first game 9-5. We lost the second game 7-5, and we lost the third game 8-6. But the main thing is,
all you New York Yankee fans can kiss this.
Okay, so just before the Yankee series happened, there was the Philly series where I think I left you last. We won 8-4 the second game, and the third game we lost 10-5. Huge loss. I don't know what happened there. I didn't see the game. If you guys want to write in, tell me about it. That's the thing to do. Don't forget to email us at tmbpodcast@gmail.com. That's tmbpodcast@gmail.com. I know all you guys are listening out there, so please let me hear your emails. Let me hear your thoughts. I want to hear from you now. Okay, so the game that's just finished since this recording goes out is the Tampa Bay. We won that 4-1. The next game on Saturday, 27th, is Tampa Bay. We're playing at home at Tampa Bay. It's at 7:05. Sunday, we're playing Tampa Bay 7:05. And sorry, excuse me, it's a doubleheader. I'm reading this as I'm going along. It's a doubleheader on Sunday. The 7:05 game and a 2:05 game. So all you lucky fans that have got that are going to go to both games and sit in Fenway all day. Well, sounds fun to me. I'd love to do that. Then we've got a Toronto series at Toronto, starting at 7:07. We've got a break on the Monday, so that's the Tuesday. Then Wednesday we've got Toronto 7:07, and Thursday's Toronto at 7:07. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a season standings. Boston, we've won 27, lost 18. The Yankees have won 26, lost 19. You can see the difference there. Toronto 125, lost 21. Baltimore 122, lost 26. And Tampa Bay, oh, they've won 21 and lost 27. So that leads us one game in front of the Yankees with a one game winning streak, and the Yankees with a two game winning streak. Okay, so we've had another suggestion brought in actually by my techie for this episode, Matt. Say hey to the nation, Matt.
Hey.
Okay, and basically he's sort of an idea of having a fan site of the week. So every time we bring out a show, we're going to look at all the fan sites on the internet for the Red Sox, obviously. And whoever we think has got the best news article that we can find or looks the best or whatever, we're going to just give it a plug and tell you guys all to go look at it. So, you know, if you've got any suggestions of good websites, if you've got your own website, whatever, please do email us, tell us about it, and we'll give you guys some plugs. Also, I've got to mention our own website on the Misplaced Bostonians here, tmbmoonfruit.com. That's where you can catch our blog, find when the latest show is released, and other bits of random useless information that we throw out to you guys over the airwaves. Also, our forum, where you can also catch us, is thesitcosign.forumup.com. That's thesitcosign.forumup.com. You guys all know that sign, and you guys should all know that forum. Come find us out there, and I hope to see you soon. Right, now moving on. You heard at the start of the show Barry Bonds, so this is going to be a little Barry Bonds episode, a short one. 20th of May, 2006, Barry Bonds has tied with Babe Ruth. Homer number 714. Now, remember Jason, I spoke last time, wanted our opinions on this. Now, obviously, I can only give mine. when my brother gets back, we'll try and talk about our opinions together, and we'll have a little discussion with that. But I'm going to give you mine this time. Now, I apologize if I say this name wrong, but Tyler Snyder caught Barry Bonds' homer. That's the first time I've tried to pronounce the name, so I'm sorry if you guys all know who he is and how to say that name. He got a perfect catch, and what I just wanted to say was, been reading up on things, you know, watching different pieces, and every fan in the stadium gave him an ovation. Now, I know we were talking about what fans were going to do because of the drugs thing and everything. We didn't know what quite was going to happen. But every guy in the Giants stadium gave him a standing ovation. And even the guy behind the home plate who had a number 25 Giants jersey with the word Balco and on the back Bonds. Sorry, where Bonds should have been. I know there's jerseys that have been going around with Balco and Cheat on. And he had that and he even stood. So, I mean, you know, some people are pleased, some people still aren't happy, but I guess at the stadium, everyone was pretty happy to see that piece of history. I mean, even when the Mets posted the message at their stadium just after the homer went up, a whole bunch of the fans booed there, so obviously it's not liked around there. And when the message went up at Dodger Stadium, the 55,587 or more fans were understandably not happy about this. Obviously, arch rivals, they were not happy at all to hear that. But, you know, whether or not he's on drugs, he's got 714. I think Babe Ruth's legacy will still be more important than his. I think it's always going to be more important than Bond because of this whole drugs issue. It's always going to overshadow it. Bond is a great player. He's admitted to being on something. We don't quite know what. So, you know, no one's quite sure if he's ever used performance-enhancing drugs at any stage in his career. But, I mean, you still got to give him a hand. He's done well. You know, he could have just packed it all in and said, you know, I've had enough. I'm going to not play so much. I'm going to retire. You know, what? I don't know, something crazy like that. But I think Babe Ruth, he's always going to have it. And I think people are going to remember Babe Ruth much more than Barry Bonds. Although, however, Barry Bonds will be remembered for the controversial issue of the drugs and beating Babe Ruth with his 714 home runs. And let's see how far he can go now, because, you know, where's he going to take him next? Is he going to overtake Hank Aaron next? You know, what's coming next? Guys, I'd like to hear your views on this. Read it out next show, tmbpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your views. Okay, guys, now I'm just going to tell you what's on 5 coming up for UK fans. Monday, 29th of May, 12:25 a.m. till 4:05. It's the usual guys with the top game of the night from the United States of America. Wednesday night, MLB Wednesday, which is, of course, this always confuses me. Thursday, 1st of June, 1:45 a.m. till 4:45. Again, the latest action from the world's top baseball league. So I'll give you a roundup for the games that have been played. And then on Monday, the 5th of June, 12:25 until 4:05 a.m. is again the big game of the night from the USA. And they still haven't got the games up there, so you guys can find out. You know the times. You guys find out. Okay, the background music to this week's 5 baseball on TV was Brother Love. If you guys want to hear some more of that, brotherloverocks.com, you can hear more of this. Okay, we're not turning to a music station, so I just thought I'd give fellow guys out there some plugs so you guys know where to find him. Right, last night's game. Beckett has now won 4 straight starts this month. It's all looking good for him. 6 scoreless innings, and scattered just 4 hits, a Thursday series opener against the Rays, of course. Ortiz, Tech, and Loretta all got RBI singles, while Papp, got his 16th save. Now, very proud of him. Good lad. He's come up through the farm system, if I'm correct, I think. And as I say, don't quote me on this, guys. I'm not the stat man. I just try my best. 16th save. The score for that game again was 4-1. Stop it, please.
Go.
Another thing I wanted to say is I love how Frank Kona has been watching Manny and he's been performing. And of course, now he's not going to give him a day off. So as soon as Manny plays really well, he's not allowed a day off. I love how that works in the management. Keep them going while they're good. Right, now, Coco Crisp, the guy we all know and love. He's been on DL list for a while now. I believe I heard rumours of him coming back soon. Not too sure, though, if he's coming back very soon or in a few days or a week or so. So if you guys can go find out, tell me. And it'll be good to know. And I can't wait till we get him back, because I feel our lineup will be a lot better, because then we can move guys around in the batting order and have a nice outfield. And infield as well. It's good. Also, I just like to say it's good to see my man Poppy on first base, and I think he plays great at first base. He does. He's just the man for the job. And he was also doing a lot of base running last night. I think he stole 2 bases. I'm not sure if that's correct, but he was running like no tomorrow. And I'm just proud of my big Poppy running those bases like no tomorrow. I think it's brilliant. Okay, guys, well, I think that's about it from me and Matt. Sorry, it hasn't been too much talk of Red Sox, but we've tried to give you a general overview of my point of view of baseball in the last few weeks. Bonds and a little bit of Red Sox information for you guys. Hope that's helped. Guys, love to hear from you. tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget the Moonfruit site as well, which is tmbmoonfruit.com. We'd love to see you guys there. Every time there's a new show or anything, we posted there, blogs there. If you want to get in contact with us, email us as well. That's about it, I think. So, what can I say? That's the bell. And guys, we gotta go. I'll see you later. Back next time, my brother, hopefully. I'll be off for a week now, and I'll see you guys again. Bye-bye.